Well, congratulations. How did you see the match?
It's a tough game, really. Both struggled a little bit, to be honest with you. I know Jack's not been getting many results, but I know he's a good player, so expecting a tough game. Just didn't really happen for whatever reason. I've been playing well and practicing really hard for this, more than I've ever been, to be honest. I'm not one to start saying that if it's not true, but it is. I've been practicing a lot and just didn't quite turn up today. But obviously, all that matters is winning, so I'm not going to keep going on about that. And I won, so I've got a chance to put it right next match.
Absolutely, because it's always a potential banana skin. You're expected to win those sort of matches, aren't you?
Yeah, of course, yeah. You know, the first rounds, they're difficult for everybody. And like I said, the Seeds are expected to win, so, you know, they're sort of under pressure a little bit. But it's a big event as it is anyway, so you just got to, you know, just try and focus on the game. And they all can play now. I think that's the difference between years ago. The lower down, they're all good, and they can, you know, turn anybody over, which maybe wasn't the case, you know, sort of 10 or so years ago. Maybe the number 80 in the world wouldn't beat one of the top four or five, but now it could happen easily.
Can it sometimes help yourself to play a few extra matches now with this flat draw system when 128 players are in the field? Obviously, in the past, you would have got in, you know, a few rounds later.
No, it doesn't help. If you want to go back to the old system, then I'm happily do that. Thank you very much. But no, listen, it's what it is. You know, I don't mind. Yeah, sometimes it can. You know, sometimes, like you say, you come here sort of, you know, fresh. If you're playing a top 16 player, for instance, if you call it in the old system, and it'd be hard. But with this system now, before you play, well, I mean, to say they're all tough, but before you play maybe one of the top guys, you'd have had a couple of games, got used to the arena and everything. So in that way, then it could help, yeah.
And do you draw on those memories of that great run you had a few years ago here when you got to the last four?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was a really good tournament. I enjoyed that. I didn't quite perform against Mark in the semis, but the rest of the tournament was really good. I mean, the game against John was, you know, I won't forget that in Howie. That was an amazing game. But yeah, it was. You know, it's a great place. York's a lovely place, and the arena is tremendous. One of the best ones we got. So obviously, it's different now than it was then. That was a two table setup then, so it's a little bit different. But still a great venue, and you know, great tournament.
So you've got Liam Highfield next.
Yeah, well, he's a, you know, one of the young guns coming through. You know, very good potter, and so yeah, I mean, I have to play well, and I've got a couple of days now, I think, so I'll do a bit of practice and you know, try and find a bit of form. But I know it's there anyway. It's just a case of and I need to be against Liam because he's a very dangerous player.
I suppose he's one of those players that's up and coming and has a point to prove, and he's looking for a scalp.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, they all are. You know, they're all, you know, that age. You should be hungry, and you know, now it's absolute dream, all the tournaments we got. You know, it wasn't like that when I was coming through at that age. It was obviously we only ever had, I think, 8 or 9 was the maximum we ever had. So, you know, to be a young guy like Liam now coming through is an absolute dream, really. And they should make the most of it and enjoy it. And you know, like I say, it's great for them.
Have you got many friends and family coming up to watch that match?
I think there's a couple coming up. Yeah, a friend of mine lives in Scotland, so that's a bit closer than actually where I live. So he's moved up there, so it's not that far for him. So I think he's going to come up on Sunday, and maybe my brother-in-law in London, I think he's going to get the train up. So yeah, maybe one or two others on a Sunday, so it's not too bad on a Sunday to come up. But even though it's a long way back where I live to go in for work on Monday, so we'll see. But I expect there'll be one or two coming up, yeah.